Hi again, everyone. This is your recap for Week 12 of the Friday Night Pro League, sponsored by Classic Candlepins. Roll-offs will come in soon for Ladder 3 of Season 2.0. Go to the Classic Candlepins Facebook page for details or call 978-792-5475. Week 12 saw more fireworks from Lucky Strike as they bettered their output from a week ago and threw a blistering 1990 on their way to taking 8 points at Metro One. Jonathan Boudreaux set a new season-high single with a 185 as part of his 445. Boudreaux got help from Dave Barber, who added a 409, and Jeff Surrett, who threw his fifth 400 of the season, this time a 424. Metro One trailed by 21 going into the second string, but Lucky threw a 681 and then a 672 to shut the door. Matt Pankel led Metro One with a 369, and his team will welcome last place Cape Ann, with those two teams only separating by 4 points in the standings. Lucky returns to Lynn to host Park Place. A showdown in Amesbury saw Riverwalk hosting second place Academy 3 and losing 6 as Dave Godwin was one pin shy of his fourth 400 of the year and threw a 169 as part of a 689 third string that broke the match open. Mark Gregory threw a 164 in that third string as well. Mark Ritchie had a team-high 389 for Riverwalk, as his team is now 10 points back of Academy 3, and his team will look to turn things around this Friday at home against Malden 2. Academy 3 will battle Malden 1 in Bradford. Union Street is in fourth place in the standings, and last Friday they were in the Granite State facing Park Place and came away with 6 points. Mike Kucha had a match-high 392 as his team led by 152 pins going into the third string. New arrival Larry Doucette led Park Place with a 373. This Friday, Union Street will be in Holbrook to host Woburn 1. Academy 2 has climbed all the way up to fifth place now, just 4 points out of the last bye spot by their virtue of their sweep of Woburn 1 last Friday. Ed Tringali led a match-high 381. Justin Scally had a 369 to lead Woburn 1, including a 151 third string. Woburn 1 is tied with Academy 1 at 41-55 in 10th place. Academy 2 will wage civil war with Academy 1 this Friday. Metro 2 defends their home turf by sweeping away Malden 1, getting a 368 from anchor TJ DePietro, including a 153 third string. Brian Fournier led all bowlers with a 384, but it wasn't enough for the visitors. Metro 2 is in 6th place, 8 points above 500. Malden 1 is in 9th at 12 points below 500. This Friday, Metro 2 will be in Hyde Park to take on Ron's Ice Cream. Chris Harris threw a 379 to lead the visiting Ron's Ice Cream in a come-from-behind victory at Malden 2, taking 6 points. Ron's trailed by 48 after one, but rallied to take the next 2 strings plus total to win the match. Keith Beaupre and Dennis Nuzzo both threw 353 to lead Malden 2, as they are on the bump spot at 40-56 in 12th. Ron's is in 7th place, 2 points above 500. In East Boston, Central Park took 6 points from Academy 1. Ed Woodside threw 377 to lead the home team, and Hawk Hallis added 375 for the winners. Jay Paul threw a 341 in the three-hole for the visitors, but it was enough to be the high man for his team. Central Park is in 8th place, 4 points below 500, as they'll welcome Woburn 2 to East Boston this Friday. Lastly, Woburn 2 took 6 points off Cape Ann as Sal Cognata made another triumphant appearance and threw another 400, this time a 418 to lead all bowlers. Dan Schwinard countered with a 381 for Cape Ann as his team remains in the cellar, however Woburn 2 only 6 points away from them. That was Week 12 of the Friday Night Pro League. For Rally Chat, I'm Kyle Boots.